Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time again. It's the Breaking It Down podcast, live from Los Angeles. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, 347-205-9631. 15 minutes goes by quick. So catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports podcast platforms. Or if you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, great special guest of mine. He's a food reporter at NBC5 out of Chicago, Illinois, Steve Dolinsky. First of all, my friend, how are you?
I am excellent, sir. Thank you for laying the red carpet down for me so well. and I love that you're on the West Coast because I got a lot of news happening like this week on the West Coast we can talk about today.
Wow, I'll tell you, living out here in Los Angeles, the last few weeks, it kind of feels like I live in Seattle. Cloudy skies, rain coming through, and maybe next time we'll have to bring in your meteorologist there and tell us what the long-term effect is in Los Angeles down the line.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I always complain about the snow and the cold in Chicago, but no, I feel for you guys. It's been a tough couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, because your resume speaks for itself, my friend.
Yeah, so the easiest thing is stevedolinsky.com. That's D-O-L-I-N-S-K-Y. I'm not an S-K-I guy. I'm an S-K-Y. stevedolinsky.com. And a lot of what I'm doing these days is pizza-related. So we've got a website called Pizza City USA. And we've got another event business called Pizza City Fest. So pizzacityfest.com is where you'll find information about our upcoming Los Angeles Pizza Fest happening April 29th and 30th. It's going to be downtown at LA Live up on the event deck. And then we've got our second Chicago event happening later in the summer in August back here in the city. So it's typically we bring in all these ovens. Some are electric, some are wood-burning. People are baking live in front of the guests. Got about 20 pizzerias each day, but it's not just eating. It's a lot of education. It's like learning how to make great pizzas at home, learning what goes into dough, talking about different best practices. And then we're going to bring in, you know, some salads and some desserts and some sort of pizza-adjacent stuff that you'd find, like gelato or Italian ice. It really is a celebration, though, of a region's best pizzerias. A lot of small mom-and-pops, a lot of independents. And it's just a blast. So I'm looking forward to being out. I'm going to be living in L.A. actually most of April.
Wow. Definitely going to hook up with you on that. But let's talk about a little about the amateur versus the authentic as far as pizza. I always thought the most important thing with making a pizza, it's got to be the water. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no. Water is important, but I think the more important is the yeast and the flour and the length of fermentation. Because you can use filtered water. It doesn't have to be from New York. I've talked to New York pizza people about this at length, just like with bagels. That's not as important as the quality of the flour, length of fermentation, and amount of water. A lot of times you look at doughs that have more than 70% hydration, a lot of moisture in the dough. That gives you a better quality, a better mouthfeel, a more enticing crust. So it's not necessarily where the water is from, but it's sometimes the amount and the amount of fermentation, the amount of time you let the dough actually rest and kind of develop character.
Yeah, now when you look at pizza, I know Chicago has one of the best pizzas. Boston, New York, L.A.'s got it too, but to keep up with you three cities, it's pretty hard unless you get those transplanters that can come out here and get everything and all the ingredients from that city. But deep dish pizza versus the thin crust. I'm a thin crust guy. The deep dish is pretty darn good, but what's your style?
So I like the tavern style thin. That's the old Chicago hallmark from the 1930s. That's really what most Chicagoans eat, frankly. It's a square-cut pizza. It was cut into squares initially so you could keep a little piece on a cocktail napkin in a bar and not need a plate. and you'd have a couple of squares, have a couple of beers, and then go home and have dinner with your family. That's the typical style that I prefer. Now, old school deep dish from the 1940s and 50s should not be a boat anchor. It should not be a lasagna. It should not be an above-ground outdoor pool. That's stuffed pizza. There's a big difference. Stuffed pizza is a subcategory of deep dish. Deep dish is, yes, it's made in a deep pan, but the dough is pressed down on the bottom and up along the sides quite thin, and then slices of mozzarella that are not that thick, and then your topping and your sauce. So it's really going to be no thicker than a Sicilian slice, but it's going to be in a round pan.
Right.
The stuffed pizza, which came along in the early 70s, so 30 years younger than deep dish, that's typically bottom crust. Shredded cheese and topping go on top of that bottom crust, and then you top that with a second layer of dough that goes across the top of the pan, and then you put the sauce on top of that. So this is why those pizzas look so high, because it's the equal height as high as the pan is. And those are sort of what we call the Afghan for the stomach. It tends to be overwhelming. It tends to be too much cheese. They have these beautiful cheese poles that you get to see on people's Instagram feeds, but when you actually eat a piece, you want to take a nap.
And what would be the premier pizza for Steve Dolinsky?
It's like asking who my favorite child is. Premier pizza for me, if you're coming to Chicago for a couple of days, I mean, I would want you to try a tavern and a deep dish for sure, but I'd also want you to try kind of a new school deep dish. And so old school deep dish for me is Mai Pai. That's just my MY and then PI. They've been around since 71. They're as old as Lou Malnati's, and Lou Malnati's is kind of the famous one in Chicago because they're in every neighborhood. There's like 60-plus locations. Mai Pai, there's just one. Then I'd want you to get a tavern style on the south side at Vito and Nick's. It's been around since the 30s, early 40s, or Pat's on the north side near Wrigley Field. They've been around since 1950, and they both do a sort of a textbook Chicago tavern style thin. Those are the must try pizzas, I think, if you're going to be in Chicago.
Wow. 8 minutes left in this nice interview. I know we'll do it again in April when you're out here in Los Angeles, but tell us a little about the books, the fest, the podcast you got going, man. You're a busy boy.
Yeah, so 5 years ago, I just got so tired of people dumping on Chicago pizza or claiming they knew where the best pizzas were in Chicago and not really doing the legwork. So I just said, I'm going to set out as a reporter. I'm going to figure out where to go. I'm going to hit all the places I need to hit. I spent about 3 to 4 months, went to about 80 places, 80, and really determined kind of there are 10 styles of pizza in Chicago. It's not just deep dish and stuff. There's Roman, Sicilian, Neapolitan, artisan, Detroit, on and on. Lots of different styles here. And it's also, like I said, it's more of a tavern-style town. So that led to a book called Pizza City USA. It came out in 2018. When then we started our Pizza City tours, because I felt like, why don't we bring this book to life and do 4 public tours every weekend during the summer, because that's when things are busy here in Chicago. And then that led to a podcast called Pizza City, which is every other Friday. We've been doing that for 4 years now. And I go all over the world, mostly North America, talk to some of the great pizza makers. And then that led to a festival, because I saw New York up in the Bronx on Arthur Avenue. They were doing live pizzas baking at a festival. And I'm like, we can do that in Chicago. We got, you know, plenty of ovens here. And so we bring out these electric Pizza Master ovens from the suburbs. They're based here. And they set us up, and the pizza makers come out. And like I said, we have 2 days of pizza making and celebration. And that happened this past July. It'll happen next August, this upcoming August as well. But like the upcoming one, the really exciting one we just announced is Pizza City Fest LA. That's going to be happening April 29th and 30th at the event deck at LA Live. And so more info is pizzacityfest.com.
Wow, and let me ask you, who was instrumental in your life besides your parents of getting you into this and pushing this forward? Because I think it's very, very unique to tap into something and then push this to new and new heights and set the bar with it.
Well, my wife loves to eat pizza, and you know, when I was doing the initial research, I got some pushback from my teenage kids who were getting tired of seeing 4 pizzas in the fridge every day. Because I could only eat a slice, you know, and I'd bring the rest home. But Amy really loves to eat pizza, and she's a big supporter of mine, and so and my number one fan. And so she just encouraged me to just keep at it and get to the bottom of this once and for all, because I'm just getting really tired, like I say, of out-of-towners coming to Chicago. They parachute in for 2 days. They spend all their time on Michigan Avenue or near River North in a hotel, and they only go to the four or five pizzerias near their hotel. And that's just not – it's like I wouldn't go to New York and only eat pizzas in Times Square. You know, I wouldn't say that Sbarro is the best example of New York-style pizza because I had it in a mall in Brookfield, Wisconsin. No, I just – that's not fair. So you really need to hit the ground – like I did in L.A., I've been to 60 places, 6-0, in Southern California now, from, you know, Santa Barbara to Arcadia to Costa Mesa, West Hollywood, San Diego. I mean, I've been all over the place trying pizzas there, and there are some really remarkable places.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Pat Riley coined the phrase three-peat. Damar Hamlin just threw threes in there last week. Why don't you coin the phrase the pizza man and run that up Channel 5 out there in Chicago?
The pizza man. I got the food guy. I got the food guy, so I should do the pizza guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you could just send me a royalty. You could send me a royalty check every now and then.
Of course.
Wow. I mean, and I would imagine in the studio it's going to be fun. I mean, they probably go to you and say, hey, where's the best pizza? Is it, you know, Lake Michigan is over here. I can just imagine with the personalities and the talents in that station, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, people in Chicago are just fiercely loyal to their pizza place they grew up with, or the one that's in their neighborhood, or the one that's near their kids' school. And so, you know, it's hard to convince people that there's a better version of X pizza, right? Like, I think there's a great new style, you know, deep dish pizza up on the north side called George's Pizza or Millie's Pizza in the Pan, and they're doing what we call a deep pan as opposed to deep dish. I won't bore you with the details, but there's a lot of nuance. And so you can really go down the rabbit hole here.
Oh, no doubt about it. And as we start to wrap up this show, I can't wait to see you out here in L.A. I know that's a stone's throw away from where I live, so at L.A. Live would be good and you know, check out some of these best pizzas. But before I let you prop yourself up and wrap this thing up, I always think the best pizzas come from them little hole in the walls, those mom-and-pop type of shops. That, you know, nothing against the corporate ones, but I just think the mom and pop, them hidden ones, are the ones that hit. Am I right?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I can give you two examples out by you. I mean, Quarter Sheets Pizza Club in Echo Park, in the shadow of Dodger Stadium, really does a remarkable Detroit-style pizza. Very unique for Southern California. And another place called Folks, F-O-L-K-S, in Costa Mesa. Just an incredible artisan, you know, all-natural starter, long-fermented dough, beautiful, beautiful crust. Their Instagram is just glorious. So I think those two places just exemplify the kind of the can-do spirit of a mom-and-pop joint. And I just always – the food always tastes better there.
Well, without a doubt, and I don't want to piss off the rest of the country, but Chicago has always been noted for the best people, the best restaurants, not always the best weather. But on that note, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you again, and we'll definitely hook up in April.
Yeah, for sure. It's just really stevedolinsky.com or check out the festival Pizza City Fest. On Instagram, it's Pizza City Fest LA because that's our LA version. But Steve Dolinsky on Instagram, you can reach out, and happy to talk pizza anytime or anything edible.
Well, yeah, that'll be a good one next time we talk and get into some of these other dishes and foods and everything, breaking it down. For Steve Dolinsky out there in Chicago, Illinois, just finishing lunch, sitting on a chair and relaxing, talking to me on this Breaking It Down podcast. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you should have a podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. Steve, I want to thank you again. Have a blessed weekend. And, man, oh, man, I can't wait to do this again, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Hope to see you in Chicago. We'll have some pizza.
Definitely, and catch a Cub game, too. I need to get that off my bucket list.
That would be great. A must visit, yeah. Must event in Chicago in the summertime.
Exactly. Thank you very much, my friend, and have a blessed weekend.
Take care. Cheers.